In NFL news, New Orleans owner Tom Benson has met with NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell in New York to discuss matters concerning both the team and the league. While the NFL and the Saints are providing very few details, Saints spokesman Greg Bensel says the meeting was productive and that Benson looks forward to many more discussions with the commissioner. The meeting comes amid the backdrop of lawsuits filed by current and former Saints players who've challenged the findings of the NFL's bounty investigation. Goodell has used the NFL's findings as the basis for season-long suspensions of Saints head coach Sean Payton and defensive captain Jonathan Vilma. In other NFL news, Chicago Bears linebacker Brian Urlacher has undergone arthroscopic surgery on his left knee and still hopes to be ready for the season opener. The Bears said that Urlacher had an arthroscopic debridement procedure to help relieve swelling in the knee, and he was back at training camp by 10 a.m. He missed the off-season training program after spraining the medial collateral ligament and partially spraining the posterior cruciate ligament in the final game last year against Minnesota. Urlacher was ready for the start of camp, but has not practiced since July 31st. He said Sunday that he expects to be ready for the opener against Indianapolis on September 9th. New York Giants defensive tackle Sean Rogers is being treated for a blood clot in his left calf. Rogers experienced swelling in his lower leg after playing in the preseason opener on Friday. The Super Bowl champions did not say how long Rogers would be sidelined. Packers wide receiver Greg Jennings has been sidelined since he sustained a concussion August 3rd, and it's not clear when he'll be able to practice again. Jennings is considered unlikely to play in Thursday night's preseason game against Cleveland at Lambeau Field. Eagles coach Andy Reid says cornerback Nnamdi Asamoah has whiplash-type symptoms, but no concussion after a mid-air collision on Monday. Asamoah skipped Tuesday's walkthrough after colliding with safety Nate Allen, leaving him motionless on the turf for several minutes. Redskins defensive tackle Chris Nyland is out for the season after suffering a torn left ACL in practice Monday. Nyland had two sacks while appearing in all 16 games for Washington last year after being taken in the seventh round of the 2011 draft. Denver Broncos right guard Chris Cooper broke his left forearm at practice and could miss up to 6 weeks. He got caught at the bottom of a pile during team drills early in practice. Chad Johnson's wife has filed for divorce after a 41-day marriage. The former Miami Dolphins receiver was arrested last weekend for allegedly headbutting her over the weekend. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, rookie Joe Kelly pitched into the seventh inning of what could be his final start before Jaime Garcia comes off the disabled list, and the St. Louis Cardinals got home runs from Matt Holliday and John Jay in an 8-2 victory over the Arizona Diamondbacks. Miguel Montero hit a two-run homer for the D-backs, who have lost 4 of 6 and have dropped to .500. They're 0-4 against the Cardinals this season. Ian Kennedy made throwing errors on consecutive plays to help the Cards score 2 unearned runs in the seventh for a 3-run cushion and gave up both homers for a 4-game total of 8 long balls. Kelly gave up just 2 runs in 6 1/3 innings and matched his career best with 6 strikeouts, lowering his earned run average to 3.41 on the season. Elsewhere in the National League, the Dodgers beat the Pirates 11-0. Cincinnati blanked the New York Mets 3-0. Philadelphia edging Miami 1-0. Atlanta 6-0 over San Diego. Houston beat Chicago 10-1. Colorado over Milwaukee 8-6. And San Francisco topping Washington by a final of 6-1. In the American League, Jeremy Guthrie allowed only 3 singles in 7 innings, and the Kansas City Royals rolled to a 5-0 win over the Oakland Athletics Tuesday night. Guthrie, who struck out a season-high 8, ran his scoreless streak to 15 innings. He's yielded 8 hits and struck out 14 in his past 2 starts. Those were victories over the A's and the Chicago White Sox. Guthrie is 2-3 in 5 starts with the Royals, who acquired him in a July 20th trade with Colorado for left-hander Jonathan Sanchez. Tim Collins and Greg Holland completed the shutout for Kansas City. Collins struck out all 3 batters he faced in the 8th inning, boosting his total to 77. That's a Royals strikeout record for a left-handed reliever. Alex Gordon and Eric Hosmer delivered run-scoring singles in the Royals' 5-run 5th inning, which also featured sacrifice flies by Chris Getz and Billy Butler. In other American League action yesterday, Baltimore beat Boston 7-1. It was the Yankees over the Rangers 3-0. White Sox beat Toronto 3-2. Detroit downing Minnesota 8-4. The Angels beat Cleveland 9-6. And Seattle a 3-2 winner over Tampa Bay. In other baseball news, Boston Red Sox infielder Dustin Pedroia says he believes none of the team's problems this season should be attributed to first-year manager Bobby Valentine. Pedroia addressed a report from Yahoo Sports that he complained about Valentine's performance at a meeting with team owner John Henry and team president Larry Lucchino last month. Pedroia says he has a great relationship with Valentine and will go out there and play for him any day of the week. Yahoo Sports said Pedroia and teammate Adrian Gonzalez were the most vocal at a July 27th meeting in New York. In other major league news, Yankees lefty Andy Pettitte says recent x-rays on his broken lower left leg looked better than they did last month, but he's still not sure when he might be cleared to throw off a mound. Pettitte says he realizes that if he has another setback, his season is probably over. He broke the leg on June 28th and experienced swelling in his left ankle last month, forcing him to be shut down for a while and delaying his recovery. The Athletics have placed third baseman Brandon Inge on the 15-day disabled list with a sprained right shoulder. He's been on the DL two other times this season with groin strains. The Diamondbacks' disabled list now includes reliever Takashi Saito, who's out with a strained left hamstring. The 42-year-old Saito has no record and a 6.14 ERA in 10 games with Arizona. The Orioles have placed left-hander Troy Patton on the 15-day disabled list with a sprained right ankle that he suffered in a parking garage. Patton is 1-0 with a 2.58 earned run average in 50 games and has limited opposing batters to a 2.18 batting average. Mariners first baseman Mike Karp has been placed on the 15-day DL because of a strained left groin muscle, and they've recalled Justin Smoke from AAA Tacoma. The Cardinals have put relief pitcher Brian Fuentes on the restricted list after the left-hander told the team that he needed time off due to personal reasons. The 37-year-old Fuentes signed as a minor league free agent last month and has appeared in six games, totaling five innings. Blue Jays catcher Jeff Mathis has agreed to a $3 million two-year contract for 2013 and 14. Also, catcher Kelly Shopik has been acquired by the Mets from the Red Sox for a player to be named following a waiver claim. And Angels pitching coach Mike Butcher has been suspended for one game after a weekend argument over balls and strikes. In Pacific Coast League baseball action yesterday, the Iowa Cubs picked up a 12-7 win over Tucson, while Omaha was a winner over Las Vegas by a final of 7-0. Well, the National Hockey League Players Association has made its first contract proposal less than 5 weeks before a league-imposed deadline for reaching an agreement. Union head Donald Fear says players are prepared to surrender as much as $465 million in revenue over 3 years under the proposal if the league continues to grow at an average rate. That figure could swell to $800 million if the growth holds at the same rate as the last two seasons. However, the proposal also contains a player-controlled fourth-year option that would see the CBA revert to its current terms. The union is also willing to limit long-term contracts to 5 years. The NHL last month made its proposal that featured a 20% reduction of players' share of revenues and limitations to free agency. The current collective bargaining agreement expires September 15th. The NHL has said there will be a lockout if a new agreement isn't in place by then. The Big East Conference has hired CBS Executive Vice President Mike Oresko to be commissioner of the conference, so it's now in a rebuilding mode. Oresko has been a vice president in charge of programming for CBS since 1996. He's handled the network's contract negotiations with the NCAA for the rights to the men's basketball tournament, and he's also negotiated CBS's 15-year deal with the Southeastern Conference. And the Atlantic School Board on Tuesday gave permission for the Atlantic Municipal Utilities to paint the school's logo on a water tower located near the softball fields off of Bryn Mawr. A local private group of individuals is raising money for the effort. Before AMU can arrange to have the Trojan Head logo painted on the water tower, they wanted to have the district's blessing. Assistant High School Principal and Activities Director Josh Rasmussen said the group leading the effort to have the logo painted on the tower has raised about two-thirds of the funds necessary to cover the cost. Superintendent Dr. Michael Amstein said he was somewhat surprised when he first came to town to see that the logo wasn't on any of the water towers, as many communities that he's been to have taken the step to show pride in their local teams. He said he knows Atlantic is firmly behind the school, and he's pleased that the group of private citizens has stepped forward to show support for the Trojan and Trojan athletic teams. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.